From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimmy Gaudette. It's Idaho Matters. Okay, that's Mississippi Ganges by fretless guitar pioneer Ned Evett. It's a song he co-wrote about jazz musician Charles Mingus, and it's been busy since he was back in his hometown of Boise about a year ago. He moved to L.A., he got a new band, he's getting ready to produce some new records, and he's coming back to the Treasure Valley for a very special concert. We thought we'd bring him back on Idaho Matters. Hi, Ned, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Sam.
Awesome. Tell me about this song. This is quite a song. What's the connection between Mississippi and the Ganges River?
Charles Mingus, the jazz musician, was born in Mississippi. And then years later, he requested that his ashes be scattered in the Ganges River because he was a frequent traveler to India and he performed there many times.
Wow.
It was a faith-based decision, and that's exactly what happened. So Mississippi jazz musician, you know, scattered in the Ganges River. So the song is literally about that journey of his and just about the way that music and art, you know, propagate all over the world. You know, we borrow from each other. That's what art is. So
that's true. That is so true. I really like the song. This, I think you did in 22. Like I said, you've been busy. You have a new band. Tell me about it's a power trio now, I understand.
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles, home of, you know, amazing musicians who have this fantastic community that looks after one another and fills in for each other when they can't make a gig. And it's just the best players. I'm a rock and roller, so the guys here can learn your songs in one rehearsal, not have charts to look at, and it sounds as good as a record. So It's my preferred music town. I lived in Nashville for many years, too, and I love the scene there. It's great. So a little more on the rock and roll side here in Los Angeles. So I'm really happy here from a musical perspective.
Well, the last time I talked to you, we talked about you growing up in Boise. You went to Boise High, go Braves. So I was interested that you moved to L.A. and wondered how you liked it. It sounds like it's a musical paradise.
It's the second time I've lived here. I lived here in the early 2000s as well. My son Wiley was born here. And I've always liked Los Angeles. It's like a gigantic Boise in some ways. You know, the mountains are to the north, the city. Of course, there's an ocean nearby. But I've always liked living in Los Angeles. It's a crazy place to live. It's not for everybody, that's for sure. But, you know, there's good people everywhere. LA is filled with them. And so I'm having a fantastic time here.
Fantastic. Well, you're coming back to Boise. You're going to play a gig at the Sapphire Room at the Riverside Hotel. I heard you're bringing a very special guitar, and I actually caught you noodling on it on Facebook. Can you tell us about this guitar and why it's so special?
This guitar is a guitar that is made of glass. The whole thing, everything is glass. So you can see through it, you can see right into my soul. And it's been blowing up on the internet because it's just so visual. It sounds amazing. It sounds as good as it looks, but the visual side of it is really exciting. I had an amazing weekend. I had a private audience with Sting and also John McLaughlin, the jazz guitar icon in Austin, Texas. I was able to sit down and play for both of them, this new guitar that we're talking about, this glass guitar. And it's so much fun. It's the heaviest guitar I've ever owned. It's 25 pounds. And so that's the story on the glass guitar.
And it looks really freaky, as you said. And it doesn't have frets, of course, because you're the fretless guitar master, Ned Evett, who we're talking to on Idaho Matters. I love this. You're going to be bringing it when you come to Boise, right?
I am. Yes. Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about this concert? I know this one is special to you. I know you lost your mom in December and your dad in July. That's tough. I'm sorry. That's really hard. And you're doing a show kind of as a tribute to your parents.
Yeah, my parents, were very supportive of all of us kids in my family, and particularly if you had any sort of musical stuff or art stuff you wanted to explore, they were always there to get your guitar lessons, or they were super supportive. This will be my first time playing in Boise, where one of them or both of them were not at one of my shows, so that's a huge deal for me, and I'm happy to be able to perform a couple of songs in their memory. So
That's tough. Are you ready for that? I mean, not having your parents in the audience, that's tricky.
that's a great question, Sam. My mother was an opera singer, and she used to tell me that when you're singing opera, you cannot think about the emotional content of the arias, because if you do, you'll tear up, and if you tear up, your voice will crack. She told me this when I was a kid. She was preparing for a role, and with Boise Civic Opera, and that always stuck with me, because you want to emote and you want to feel the emotions of the moment. However, if you let it overcome you as a performer, it actually does not translate that well to the audience. I think it's kind of breaking the fourth wall in a way that doesn't necessarily work. So I'm going to be up there playing for my parents, and I'm going to be able to keep it together, because it's what they taught me. It's what they would have wanted. And it's a joyful thing when people pass and they have a full life. When you're honoring them after they've transitioned, you want to highlight the joy of their lives and what they gave you. There is an appropriate place for grief, of course, as well. So, but in this very public thing for me, performing for them, that's how I'm going to approach it.
That's nice. I like that. We're speaking with musician Ned Evett. Guitar Player magazine calls him the world's first fretless guitar rock star. What do you got there? You're holding a guitar.
I am. I'm holding the Golden Gate. This is my first fretless guitar that I built back in 1996, or the first glass neck guitar. So my good friend Rob Rennick put the fingerboard on, and my other really good friend and writing partner, Cherry and Jubilee. We both sort of came up with the idea for the glass fingerboards, which I'm known for, and still rocking it after all these years.
Okay,
Literally.
this leads me. I was going to ask this last, but now I have to do this now.
Okay.
My deep research question of the day: you're talking about, fretless guitar, kind of how you got started. Is it true that you did a lot of your first fretless guitar work while you were living in a bungalow owned by Bruce Willis?
That is true. I had a demo deal, as it was called back in the day, with Capitol Records for a band called Deluxe 71. With my friend Todd Rippo, we had a band, and we were living in the valley in Burbank and Sherman Oaks. They were right where those two areas coincided. And yes, indeed, Bruce Willis was the landlord of our house there on Hazeltine Avenue. So,
Oh man, okay.
song about it, Sam. It's Bruce Willis was my landlord once upon a time in L.A. Bruce Willis was my landlord once upon a time in L.A. 5522 Hazeltine, living in the valley every day. Oh, when Bruce Willis is your landlord, you pay your rent on time. I'd die hard if I didn't. That thought did cross my mind. Bruce Willis is a bona fide Hollywood movie star. I'm just a man from Tennessee playing a glass guitar. Bruce Willis was my landlord once upon a time in L.A. 5522 Hazeltine, living in the valley every day. Well.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome. You have a second career on Whose Line Is It Anyway? Is that improv? That's
No,
awesome.
no, that's not. I wrote that song. It actually, we're gonna play it at the Boise show. So
nice. Okay. Bruce Willis, bona fide movie star, and we glossed over when you said earlier that I got to hang out with Sting and play for him. Can we just stop there for that's Sting? I saw you on Facebook standing next to Sting. What's going on with that? That's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was backstage at a Schottky concert, which is a group that John McLaughlin and Zakir Hussain have had for 50 years. It's their 50th year anniversary tour. So I was a guest at that show, and Sting was there with Dominique Miller, his guitar player, who's a fantastic guitar player and has been with Sting for many years. And through John McLaughlin, I was introduced to Sting, and I said, Sting, my mother was an opera singer. My dad taught Milton for years and years and years. And I grew up in this little town called Boise, Idaho, which he remembered because he came here once and he did an impromptu music clinic at Boise State. This is maybe 15, 20 years ago. Wow. So I said, I play fretless guitar. And he thought that was interesting. And he goes, I have this new guitar that's made of glass. And he goes, oh my God, how does that sound? And I said, well, I have a clip of it on my phone. I didn't have the guitar with me. And so I played the clip for him and he looks at it and he goes, God bless you. And of course, you know, I said, thank you, Sting. And yeah, so that's my Sting story. It's funny because Sting was on MTV at one point. He performed a solo song on this thing called The Secret Policeman's Other Ball, which was a benefit concert that Monty Python put on. Sting came out and played his Stratocaster because he's a bass player, you know, primarily with the Police. And he played Message in a Bottle. And I was maybe 16, 17 years old. And the moment that I saw him do that, I knew I wanted to not only write my own songs, but sing them on stage. Because up to that point, I had just played guitar and I didn't sing. So, you know, Sting was a huge influence on me. But he's such a huge influence on everyone as a musician. You know, so many, you know, musicians were inspired by him. So I'm one of those people. So, and I got to meet him. Yay!
And there's a great sort of selfie there on Facebook. You should check out Ned's Facebook page. He's got good stuff on there. Okay, we've been speaking with fretless guitar superstar, that's my term, Ned Evett, about his work and his upcoming special concert Friday night at the Sapphire Room at the Riverside Hotel in Garden City. Ned, I can't thank you enough.
I can't thank you enough, Sam. Thank you.
Let the children play. Smoke a demon out. Giant rock that took the dinosaurs down. Sidewalks tumbling down faded roads. Silent chords sound the way to Rome.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.